My fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be with you tonight, folks. I am having kind of a rough time here. Just a very short time ago, I received a call from the wife of one of my dear friends, a police officer, LAPD officer, Officer David Rao, and she told me that he had committed suicide, and I'm having a lot of trouble with that, folks. Officer David Rao used to write for Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and has always been a tremendous officer and a tremendous fighter. And I know this because he's fought for people's rights there in the LAPD and had tremendous problems with his department over the years. 18 years he was on the LAPD, and now they're saying he committed suicide. But he used to fight and fight and fight and get in trouble with the LAPD, Los Angeles Police Department, for those of you that don't recognize what I'm saying, and was always in trouble because of his patriotism. And it sounds like an old cop named Jack McLam, who was fired repeatedly. You know, there's an old saying about me that I'm the most highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, but also the most fired officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona. And so I was just blown away when she called today and told me, sobbing and breaking down and crying, that Ralph had committed suicide. And I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I didn't even know what to say to her, because it just... I've known this man for 10 years, and he's been just a fantastic police officer, loves God, loves freedom, and loves the people, and fought for the people, and wouldn't allow any officer around him to do anything unconstitutional or unlawful or even immoral. And so, of course, David Ralph was always in trouble with his department. And to learn tonight that he's gone is really something. You know, we die in the line of duty, and that's to be expected. During the years I was on the force, I lost 7 of my brothers and sisters there in the 6th largest city, Phoenix, Arizona. But to have somebody this brave and this strong a character to commit suicide is just quite a shock to me. I'll tell you a little bit about him when we get back. And I'd like to dedicate my program tonight to Officer Dave Rao, LAPD officer. And so, anyway, we're up on the first break. We'll be back just in a few minutes, folks. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks, and I just am sad to report we lost a very fine officer. His wife told me when she wasn't sobbing on the phone, trying to compose herself, she told me it was around August the 8th that allegedly he committed suicide, leaving behind his four children and his wife. Four children. His youngest is 4 years old, and I'm sorry, it just doesn't sound like Officer Dave Ralph to me. I've always known him to be one heck of a fighter, and so I want to dedicate this broadcast tonight to my brother and a friend of all the listeners out there, a protector and a servant of all the listeners out there. This is why my brother David Ralph was in trouble all the time with his department, and 18 years, just like me, never got a promotion because he served and protected the people. And I want to share with you his last article we had from Dave, because he started going through some horrific times with his department trying to put him in prison, to concoct something against him, to fire him, and so forth. He went through some really hellacious times as he began to step forward and stand up for the people, as I did all the years I was on the force, too. So we had a lot in common. But here's his last article to us. It was on the Brady assault rifle ban. And it's some interesting thoughts in here about those officers that I know and we communicate with here that are out there serving and protecting the people, not serving and protecting the system from the people. Brother Ralph would never, ever be a part of that. It says here, this article was written and submitted at the request of Aid and Abet Police Newsletter. David Ralph is a fine, patriotic American police officer with a major West Coast department. We didn't say at that time that he was with the LAPD because he was in enough trouble with his department. But anyway, he is here exercising his First Amendment in our publication off-duty as any other citizen, which, as many of our brothers and sisters from California know, more than likely means this wonderful brother is risking his career by trying to uphold his oath, defend the Constitution, and speak the truth in contravention to the mission and beliefs of most of the left coast liberal socialists, anti-gun high police officials there. His uniform picture was taken after his graduation from the U.S. Army Special Forces Q course. And we have a picture of him here in his Special Forces Army uniform instead of using his LAPD picture because we were trying not to cause him any more problems than what the brother was already happening. It says here from Officer Ralph, he says, Officer Dave, I'll call him, I'm grateful to Officer Jack McLam for this reprinting, and I hope that you will find it relevant to countering the incessant disinformation on the subject of the Brady Bill and the assault rifle ban. As I'm sure you're aware, nationwide, homicides decreased. Now, remember, he's writing to police officers and soldiers here, folks, so we're supposed to be aware of this, but the listening public out there may not be aware. But remember, he's talking to his fellow officers here in this publication. He says, as I'm sure you're aware, nationwide, homicides decreased by 12% in the first part of 1995. In the same period, all other crimes continued at about the same rate. While on its face, this may seem inexplicable, in actuality, it proves a basic truth that the patriotic community has espoused for years. Homicides are generally the result of robberies, dope deals gone bad, drive-by shootings, or some kind of major personal dispute. While aggressive patrolling by police can reduce some of this, most of the time, police are not present when a homicide is attempted. Thus, only the actions of the victim, the people, can have any sufficient impact on the crime. Far from becoming more proactive, police have become decidedly less intensive in crime suppression activities since 1991, all other factors being unchanged. What, then, is responsible for the decrease in homicide? To discern the answer, first notice the time period quoted, January to June 1996. Did something unusual happen in the months immediately preceding that? Yes. We had the Brady 1 law passed, along with it the assault rifle ban. Brady 1 clearly could not have been a factor here. The populous states such as New York and California, where the majority of the people live and the overwhelming majority of crimes occur, already have much more restrictive laws on the books upon guns. The practical effect of the assault rifle ban was to cause the manufacturers to make some cosmetic changes, and besides, enough of the banned rifles were in the distribution pipeline during the above time period to make them easily available. Thus, from January to June 1996, Brady 1 did practically nothing to limit access, and the ban nothing to limit availability. Something else happened in response to these laws. Common knowledge to us in the patriot community, but something that the major media and our wannabe tyrant government is clearly uncomfortable talking about. In 1994, in 1995 saw a massive civilian rearmament, easily the biggest in our nation's history. As we all remember, there was in fact so much panic buying of guns that for short periods, certain firearms, ammunition, and primers were not even available. The public, folks, was buying and buying and buying at that time. Additionally, and perhaps even more important, over 30 states passed concealed carry laws. My experience discloses, and anyone with common sense will realize, that increasing the number of good citizens who are armed and increasing the number of those citizens who can conduct their daily business while being armed will decrease the number of such citizens victimized by crime. And the stats clearly reflect this. Practically speaking, approximately 800 of our people were enjoying themselves on 4th of July, 1995, who otherwise would have been found by one of their colleagues bleeding out on the street, an unarmed victim of a violent crime, it should say. Okay. Our opponents, in the rare instances when they did discuss the issue, were heard to say that this was merely an aberration, that if what I was saying is true, then all crime would have decreased. That is patently false. And in rebutting we demonstrate something else our opponents are uncomfortable with. Those of our fellow citizens who chose to protect their families and themselves with a firearm exercised a maximum of discretion in cases where the robber or burglar presented no clear danger to the citizen's life, the criminal was captured or allowed to escape without use of deadly force. The crime was still tabulated as an attempted robbery or burglary, but the murder that was prevented was clearly, happily, not tabulated. The stats of the following months through the end of 1996 continued to demonstrate our point. Homicides continued to decrease, and now the other categories of major violent crimes have begun a downward trend. The latter point is an accepted result of criminals becoming cognizant that some of their intended victims may be armed. Moving on to another news item. There were several articles in late 1995 documenting the explosive spread of gangs in the military. I saw the beginning of this when I was last on active duty in 1990. The officers and NCOs did their best to ignore the problem of gangs in the military with predictable results. Gangs now mark off turf on bases and aboard ships, engaging in narcotics trafficking and extortion. Why does our government tolerate this? And what will happen when gang-affiliated personnel promote into the NCO and even officer ranks? I think some of them already have been, folks, is what I believe. Is it possible that our government allows this because it serves some future purpose of having gangs in the military? I've heard it said that someday the government will organize gang members and use them against the citizens of the United States. Until now, I was unable to visualize the mechanism by which that could occur. Recall again the questionnaire given to the Marine Corps personnel at 29 Palms. Remember how they were asked whether they would fire on American citizens refusing to relinquish their weapons to the government that our government had banned. Do you think gang members in uniform would fire on citizens refusing to be disarmed? All my experience tells me they would be delighted to. If or when our government attempts to forcibly disarm its citizens, I suspect local police would be unreliable for such a task. Federal police would doubtless have insufficient manpower, and what we know of the 29 Palms survey indicates that currently many, if not most, military men would be unwilling to fire upon their fellow Americans. Be right back to finish up this article by our dear brother, David Ralph. Be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Officer Jack McLam program. I'm just finishing up this article by our dear brother Dave Rao, LAPD officer extraordinaire. You can see from his writing, folks, that why he was in trouble all the time with his department. Very liberal, socialist department, and definitely globalist at the helm, that are looking forward to disarming the American people. So let me finish this up here. He was talking about gangs in the military. He said, when our government attempts to forcibly disarm its citizens, I suspect local police would be unreliable for such a task. Federal police would doubtless have insufficient manpower, and what we know of the 29 Palms survey indicates that currently many of the if not most military men would be willing to shoot fellow Americans to take their weapons. What about military units composed largely or entirely of gang-affiliated persons? My guess is that they'd be overjoyed to kick in doors and disarm good citizens. And what other crimes might they commit in the process? Shame on us if we allow our sons and daughters to endure such a fate. This is why the founders detested a large standing army and gave us the Second Amendment. That was the last time our brother wrote for our publication, but as you can see, he had his hands filled. Not only did he work in a very dangerous city, the second most dangerous city in the world, actually, LAPD veteran, 18 years, West Valley Division. He was discovered at 8:50 on the 8500 block of Mulholland Drive in the Mount Olympus area at about 2:30 a.m. after a report was called in of a man slumped over the front seat of his truck. His wife called me tonight, and between her sobs and her long pauses to try to gain her composure, she told me that he had committed suicide. I was just pretty much knocked off my feet when I heard this, folks, because that's not the David Ralph I know. I know the mind can snap. You know, I've had good buddies of mine, one black brother who we just got off our beat together in South Phoenix there one night, about 12:30 at night, said goodbye to each other, super, super good officer, went home and shot himself and his son, committed suicide and a homicide. And I've had other officers go home and break, mentally break, and shoot their roommate. One I'm thinking about right now shot his roommate and stole a vehicle and took off, and we had to go capture him. Because the mind can just snap sometimes. But I never would have believed that Officer Dave Ralph would have committed suicide. And, of course, I won't believe that. I will not believe that until I find out if it's true. So count on that, folks. But I would like to ask you to please pray for his wife and four children, Mrs. Dave Ralph and their four children. She is in terrible shape. Psychologically, she is just, even though this happened around August, the early part of August, she's in very poor shape right now. She still can't talk about it. This is understandable. She has four children at home. And she believes, I think, that her husband committed suicide. I hope that that's not the case, and I'm going to look into it, and I'll let you know. It can happen, I know that, because I've seen very, very fine people break under the pressures and commit suicide. He told me that the department was coming after him to put him in prison, is what she tells me, that the department was going to put him in prison, and he didn't want to go to prison. And so he committed suicide, is what she's told me. So, anyway, folks, thank you for bearing with me on that. He meant a lot to me and to many of our fellow officers out there. And if you'd have known David Ralph and what he was doing for the people of Los Angeles by standing up for them and protecting their rights and doing exactly what his oath told him to do, to serve and defend the Constitution and protect the people and their rights and their liberties, then you would have loved the brother. And that's the kind of guy he was. So, okay, I'll keep you up on that as we look into it a little more, folks. I went on the net, on the web, and found this article posted August 21 by Paul Warner, officer, LAPD officer, takes his own life. But I knew that his wife wasn't able at that moment, when she could barely talk to me, between her sobs and her long pauses to regain her composure, to answer my questions that I would desperately like to ask. But I told her I would get back to her and we would talk some more. And then so I think what I would want to do, folks, if you don't mind, is give out the address for his wife and children, and see if some of you would send them a card and tell them you're praying for them, if you would. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years had gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gain his composure. Yes, I keep thinking about the call I got from Mrs. Ralph and talking about the four kids and how much they miss their daddy. And it just really chokes me up. But let's go on to other things here. Brother David Ralph brought up an interesting, some interesting issues in his letter that we printed in Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues. And folks, if you're not getting Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, you're missing a lot. You truly are. And I want to encourage you, officers like David Ralph and others, and soldiers, and articles are in there of, about things that are going on in law enforcement and the military in society that most of us aren't aware of, that we police and soldiers are deeply concerned about. So I encourage you to get on our mailing list, okay? And before I go on to something that's apropos, that's really a good segue from David Ralph's article into this war for Latinos. Our government is trying their best to recruit Latinos, as many as they can. And as you're aware, because you've been listening to this program and other RBN programs, that the government is taking in hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens. And so many of those, let me tell you the fact, so many of those illegal aliens are revolutionaries, military-trained revolutionaries. I know because I've fought them on the streets of Phoenix, and I'm disabled today because of a revolutionary illegal alien that I fought on the streets of Phoenix. Now, praise God, I didn't die. He went to prison, and I went to retirement because I have had other friends die fighting these revolutionary fruit pickers. They call them fruit pickers, poor peasant fruit pickers coming across the border, but so many of them folks come right across that border and enter into the gang where they continue to get military training, where they fight and are in war every other night or so in this large city. So these are battle-hardened illegals. And our government's taking them in to the military by the thousands and thousands. And so we'll talk about that in just a minute. But let me tell you, folks, if you need to get copies of AWS Police Military Newsletter, and you need to put it in the hands of every police officer and soldier you can find. And I'm talking to police and soldiers tonight that are listening to the program tonight. You need to know what your brothers and sisters are talking about. And the only way you're going to find out about these issues, like our brother David Ralph wrote about here, that's coming out of the hearts and minds of our police officers, is through Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. So folks, write to us here, would you? And it's easy to do. Instead of putting Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, you can just put A&A on an envelope. Just a capital A, the little and squiggly sign, and another capital A. And send that out to HC, like Hotel Charlie, 11, Box 357, like the good old Magnum I carried on duty all those years, 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. Once again, HC11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. And if you would, folks, write in to us. You can send $25 if you want to, and we'll put you immediately on our regular mailing list. When our publications come out, you'll get copies of it. Or you can send $3 donation if you would. Now, if you don't have any money, we'll send it out for free. But we're an all-volunteer police and military association here, and we do need the bucks to reprint, to pay postage and all that. So if you could drop $3 cash, don't write a check, please. Just stick $3 and wrap it in a little piece of paper and send it in. Say, send us out a Aid and Abet, and we'll send it right out to you. And then when you get a copy of it, you'll see why you need to read it, and either put that one in the hands of police officers and soldiers that you know or in your families, or in the hands of other private citizens, because we have learned over the years that one out of two private citizens have a police officer or soldier in their family. And you just hand it out. If you don't know a police officer or soldier, you can hand it out to a neighbor who does and ask them to read it and then put it in the hands of a police or soldier. And that's how we grow and are able to reach our brothers and sisters in uniform, who we know a very, very high percentage of them are good people. They're just brainwashed, as I was, and as the general public is out there. And you know what I'm talking about, brainwashed, that don't know what's going on. They don't know how they're being used to destroy the Constitution, destroy the people's rights and freedoms. And we're going to tell them. That's what we do here. Many hours a day as volunteers. Okay, now let's segue from David Ralph's letter. We're talking about the gangs in the military, and this came out and came to our attention here just 2 days ago. Came out September 15th. Let me look up here. That was last Thursday. Today's the 19th. So that's been a few days ago. But anyway, Jessica Sanchez poses an urgent threat to the U.S. military, it starts out. For a Pentagon stretched by stagnating enlistment and an administration bent on waging a global war on terror, the question of whether this 4'11" Mexican-born legal resident and others like her will decide to join the military has enormous geopolitical implications. Sure does, folks. The Pentagon is spending hundreds of millions of dollars to find out whatever it can about the little Sanchez girl and other young Latinos, what they wear, where they hang out, what kind of groups they form, what they read, what they watch on television, their grades, their dreams. Members of the military, military's numerous and well-funded recruiting commands use sophisticated geographical information systems maps, souped-up recruiting Hummers to run around high schools, and other resources to establish strategic positions in the minds, pocketbooks, and neighborhoods of young Latinos like Sanchez. Recruiters are devising new and often unexpected ways to penetrate daily Latino life. Little Sanchez, the little gal, actually she's a 25-year single mom in San Marcos, California. She says here, I went to a birthday celebration at Chuck E. Cheese, says Mrs. Sanchez, a 25-year single mom. We were watching a puppet show at Chuck E. Cheese when all of a sudden a military song is playing in the background. I thought that was weird to be by watching, but I kept watching, she said. A couple of minutes later, all of us were looking at pictures on the TV screen of people in the Army giving food and supplies to kids in Iraq. My friends and I thought it was really weird and got up and got out of there. The bad news for Pentagon planners is not just Sanchez's negative reaction to the puppet show or even her eventual decision not to join the Navy. It's that she and other Latinos who are rejecting the military's overtures are turning around and organizing a grassroots movement against recruitment in their Latino community. Well, hallelujah, praise God. That's amazing, folks, amazing. We weren't even aware of it here at our two police and military associations. We did know that the black groups have done this in the black community. So some good things are happening out there, folks. Many of these people know we're not over there fighting terrorism and we're not over there fighting anything to do with protecting the American people whatsoever in these wars for these international crime families. Serving our brothers and sisters are serving as mercenaries for these international crime families over there. So some of these black leaders are learning this and know this, and they're beginning to organize these organizations, and so are the Latinos from what we're learning here. It says here, from the northernmost part, corner of Washington State to the southernmost beaches of South Florida, veteran Latino counter-recruiters and younger activists are facing off against thousands of military recruiters in a battle that will determine whether Latino youth continue echoing the Yo Soy El Army and other Pentagon PR slogans, or instead adopt the Yo Estoy en Contra del Army. Sorry, folks, I'm not, I don't know my Spanish that well. But instead of adopting this slogan taken up by Sanchez, the one I just gave you, the counter-recruitment movement, spearheaded by scores of Latinos in Chicago, El Paso, Tucson, and other cities, suburbs, and rural communities, is largely occurring beneath the radar of the mostly white anti-war movement, despite its potential to alter the course of Iraq and future U.S. wars. Folks, when I was in during the Vietnam War, remember the statement, what if they gave a war and nobody showed up? Well, it's a brilliant strategy for ending these wars these international crime families start for their own largesse and aggrandizement, okay, for the benefit of these international crime families. What if people just didn't show up? The heck no, I won't go. Well, that's what is going on here, it looks like. Latinos, it says, are very important to the national security of the United States, says Larry Cobb, or Corb, former Assistant Secretary of Defense for Manpower, Reserve Affairs, Installations, and Logistics in the Reagan administration Defense Department, while he administered about 70% of the largest line items in the federal budget. He said a decrease in Latino enlistment numbers would make things very difficult for the armed forces because they are the fastest growing minority group in the country, and they have a very distinguished record of service in the military, which is true, folks. And also in law enforcement, I've served with a lot of great Latino, American Latino soldiers and great Latino American law enforcement people. Matter of fact, my best friend, Ignacio Concho, was shot through the heart on my beat by a bank robber. My very best friend was killed the night I was off duty. I should have been on the beat that night, and I was not there. And so I do know that this is right. Very distinguished record of service in our military and law enforcement. If I were Donald Rumsfeld, I would be very worried about the possibility of decreasing Latino numbers. I'd be thinking about how to make do with smaller numbers of troops or with further lowering standards for aptitude, age, education, and other factors, says this Larry Korb, the former Assistant Secretary of Defense. The centrality of Latinos to the military enterprise can be seen in statements by Pentagon officials like John McLaren, Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Army for Human Resources, who stated that in order to meet recruitment goals, Latino enlistments must grow by 22% by the year 2025. Grow to 22%. When one in four Americans will be Latino, he says, in America. Two factors added to the urgency. One is that while Latinos make up only 13% of the active duty forces at this time, they also make up the fastest growing 16% of the 17 through 21 year old population. They're having babies like rabbits, folks, and so he's right on that. In the eyes of Pentagon planners, this rapidly growing, relatively poor population is prime recruiting material. Latinos already in the military are concentrated in the low ranks of the Marines and in the Army, serving in the high casualty, high risk jobs of frontline troops urgently needed in Iraq. Yes, a lot of them get killed too for these wars for oil over there. Just turns your stomach. But I go on with the article. The second factor driving the Latinization of the Pentagon's recruiting strategy is the decrease in African-American and women recruits. Since 2000, the year 2000, the percentage of African-American recruits has dropped from 23.5% to less than 14% thanks to the widespread disaffection with the Iraqi war and good organizing among parents and students in the black community. Hallelujah, folks. I bet you didn't know this was going on. You know, we have just learned about the Latinos getting together and saying no to these international wars for building an empire out there and forcing these nations under this Antichrist world government system. I go on with the article. And some preliminary indicators show that the Pentagon's efforts are paying off. Latino enlistment increased from 10.4% of new recruits in 2000 to 13% in 2004, according to University of Maryland military sociologist David Siegel. However, the jury is still out on whether the Latino enlistment campaign will solve the Defense Department's recruiting problems in the mid or long term. A drop in the Latino numbers, Siegel said, plunged the military into an even deeper crisis. They will have to learn how to better recruit whites. He adds that when anti-war efforts focuses on recruitment, they're denying recruiters access, major access, they desperately need. The Bush adventure in Iraq has done much to foster anti-recruitment sentiment and create the Latino unity activists that they've dreamed about for decades. Beyond the anonymous, individualistic rejection of the war, measured in the recent polls of Latinos, a more vocal and active rejection of war and recruitment is taking hold on the ground, tapping into several current Latino political traditions. Vietnam veteran and University of San Diego professor Jorge Mariscal probably is among those working feverishly to cut Pentagon strings. They feel young Latinos further and further into imperial entanglement. They know, don't they, folks? Imperial entanglement. It has nothing to do with the American people or protecting the American people. But the professor says this: we are trying to show the historical continuity of Latino protests against the exploitation of other Latinos in U.S. wars of aggression, says Marisco. Considered that, and that's Professor Marisco, considered by many to be the dean of Latino counter-recruitment efforts. I'll end it there, folks, but interesting, is it not, that all of a sudden, praise God, hallelujah, Latino and black families are waking up to find out that they're being used for cannon fodder in these wars for these international crime syndicates. We'll be back after this break.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Jack McGlam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McGlam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains. Only working 14 hours a day, it seems like, as a volunteer. But listen, I wanted to share some more with you, but we're just about out of time. And I want to give out Mrs. David Ralph's address. He's going through a horrible situation right now with her husband, David, allegedly committing suicide. And I wish that some of you would send her a card and tell her that you're praying for her and the family and just say something nice to her. I wouldn't get into things like, are you sure your husband committed suicide, those kind of things. Let me work on that if you don't mind. Would you not send her a card and just her and the kids, the four children? I don't have their names here in front of me. But just tell Mrs. Ralph, Dave Ralph, and that's R-A-L-P-H. Dave, R-A-L-P-H. That you're thinking about her and praying for her and the kids. And I'm sure, like the letters that you've sent to my bride, Angie, and me, will be a wonderful, positive uplift for this woman at this time. And so here's the address, if you would. Send that out to Mrs. Dave Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, 4408 Walnut Avenue. That's 4408 Walnut Avenue, Simi Valley. And that's spelled S as in Sierra, I-M-I, one word, and then Valley is a second word, V-A-L-L-E-Y. Once again, Simi, S-I-M-I, second word, Valley, California, 93063. Simi Valley, California, 93063. And I tell you what, I just after talking to her today and her tears, and are sobbing. She can barely talk right now, but I think cards and a few words of encouragement for her would do a great thing for a wonderful lady who had a great patriot, American patriot in her family that all of us could be proud of. Okay, once again, Dave Ralph, 4408 Walnut Avenue, Simi Valley, California, 93063. I want to thank Byron Wine for writing to us, too. He's the one we had on, remember, about a month ago talking about all the inventions he's found on his website. He has these inventions that he's run down over 25 years. He's been working on finding these inventions that give us 100, 200, 300 miles a gallon in our automobiles. And so he wrote to us here and said, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be on your show. Your response, the response received is overwhelming, and I've heard from people from every continent. My ISP web page host reports that more than 4.6 gigabytes of information transferred since September 1st when you had us on the show, and my link page reports over 90,000 accessing this link. Gratefully, Byron Wine. We're grateful to all of you listeners out there too, folks. My bride and I want to say thank you for being with us tonight. God bless all of you out there, and don't forget, this old cop truly, truly does love you, Eric. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.